Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, OKC outscored Minnesota with a lot of help from that man, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, right now. They outscored him 70-40 in the second half, and they won game one going away. 20 of his game-high 31 came after halftime. The Thunder are legit. Good morning, everybody. Not much drama produced in game one of the Western Conference Finals last night. Ian sent me something that was interesting. Yeah, I know. Shocker. He sent me a note that said, and I had not seen this, that the matchup between Minnesota and Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals is the first matchup between teams not from either California or Texas since 1996. Since 1996, starting with the 1997 Western Conference Finals, one of the two teams, or both teams, have been from either California or Texas. I mean, think about it. The Lakers, the Warriors, even the Kings were in a Western Conference Final at one point. And then in Texas, the Spurs, the Mavericks, and even the Rockets. It's been a Texas and or California thing for the last 28 years, not this year. Also, on another note, I was just thinking about this right before the show started. If Oklahoma City wins the NBA title, they're easily the smallest market team to ever win the NBA title, right? I mean, Cleveland's a bigger market. San Antonio's a bigger market. Denver's a bigger market. Oklahoma City, I think, would become easily the smallest market NBA champion of all time. And I think after Green Bay would be the second smallest market team to ever win a championship in any of the four major pro sports leagues. I mean, I don't even think Oklahoma City's a top 50 market in the country. I mean, if it is, it's probably barely. I think they are going to win it all. I've thought this now for a few weeks running. This is one of the best defensive teams I've seen in years. I know they were great in the regular season. I just don't really care much about the regular season results. Playoff basketball is completely different than regular season basketball. Look, they won 68 games. They had the largest margin of victory in NBA history. There was something to be said for the way they played the regular season, but you just never know until you get into a postseason. And look, they were pushed to seven games by a Nuggets team that was really banged up in a lot of spots. But last night was, you know, a game in which you just saw their talent, their depth, and their defense is just too much. I mean, if the games are going to be officiated the way they're officiated, and I know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gets every call, you know, even phantom calls, and he lives at the free throw line, fine. We've seen players like that over the course of a long time. But the way they guard the ball, and they pick it up at half court and sometimes in the backcourt, it is just hard to make forward progress. And if you're a team like Minnesota that relies a lot, yes, too much so, not, you know, to the extent that, you know, the Lakers did with Doncic or, you know, the Clippers do with Harden, and in some of the other instances, but there is a lot of iso ball with Anthony Edwards, and that defense is tough in his face, and then there are others waiting for him. And they just couldn't score. They could not score. And they had to settle for, and I'm not so sure it was settling necessarily, but they shot 51 threes. A lot of them were good looks in the first half. I don't think I would have turned them down. But you had, you know, a guy like Naz Reid, who's been shooting really well during the postseason. He was 1 for 11 and 0 for 7 from behind the arc. That hurt them. But look, they lost the game by 26. Officiating, bad shooting. It was really about Oklahoma City's defense, specifically in the second half. They are good, man. They are really, really good. I think Minnesota's good, too. I mean, I love Anthony Edwards. I absolutely think Julius Randle has played one hell of a last 3 weeks to a month here in the postseason. I just don't think they've got enough. Game two tomorrow night, game one in the Eastern Conference Finals between the Knicks and the Pacers tonight. We also had last night game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL playoffs, and man, Florida took it to Carolina on the road in a way that the Caps just never did. They dominated the Hurricanes, winning 5-2. It's the same old thing with these two teams. I mean, they try to dominate sort of puck possession, time of possession. Carolina ended up out shooting Florida, but these are two teams that I think were clearly better than the Caps. I don't think the Caps would have had, I mean, you never know, it's hockey, but they probably wouldn't have beaten Florida in the Eastern Conference Finals. How about the Nats? They have now won 4 in a row. They've won 5 of their last 6. They beat Atlanta last night. They beat up on the Orioles over the weekend. That's not saying much this year, but they beat the Braves last night 5-3. Dylan Cruz with the go-ahead homer in the second inning, and then he was pulled for lower back soreness. Ended up with just 2 at-bats in the game, a walk and a home run. But back-to-back games with homers for Dylan Cruz. Let's hope he's okay. It looks like he's scheduled for an MRI. And James Wood, once again, 2-for-3 last night with a walk. The Nats are certainly more capable offensively than they were last year. They just don't have the pitching, certainly out of the bullpen, for sure. Another one against Atlanta at the park tonight. But the Braves had been rolling coming into the series. They had won 5 of 7 coming into this series against the Nats, including beating the Nats 3 out of 4 week ago, something like that. All right, we're all caught up. I wanted to read this from Linwood. Linwood writes, "Who cares about rest? Play the games. Are you afraid that less rest means more losses? Come on, Kevin." So Linwood is referring to the, you know, the net rest days that Washington has per their schedule. You know, the schedule, we know the opponents, but when and where, you know, are important. And, you know, who you're playing the following week and what kind of rest they have coming into the game matters. Washington's playing 4 teams coming off a bye week. 3 of those 4, Washington's not coming off a bye week. They are coming off a bye week when they face Denver. Look, Linwood, they're going to play the games, dude. I get it. They're going to go play them anyway. But let me just give you some data to kind of help you, you know, understand why I thought it was worth exploring. And Warren Sharp does a really good job. He does all the work, you know, creating the net rest day advantages and disadvantages. Washington's net rest disadvantage is 3rd worst in the league. behind New Orleans, and now I'm forgetting. I'll pull this up here. But anyway, third worst in the league, and part of that, too, to keep in mind, is that most of the NFC competitors that Washington will be vying for playoff spots, for, you know, upper echelon of the NFC, those teams are amongst the teams with the best net rest advantages this year in the league. So, you know, there are a couple of things there to consider. But, the Raiders have the worst net rest disadvantage, followed by New Orleans and then Washington. The team with the best net rest situation in the league is Detroit, and Detroit plays a record, NFL record, 8 games this year with a positive net rest advantage. The most ever was 5 in a season, 5 games in which a team had a net rest advantage heading into a game. Detroit blew that away this year. They have 8 games this year, 8 of them with a net rest advantage. Miami, the Rams, the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Giants, the Eagles, the Bengals, Colts, Chiefs, Patriots, Bucks, and Jags all have positive season net rest advantages. The only perceived NFC contender that has a negative net rest situation is Green Bay at -2, Washington's at -13. So anyway, I'm not afraid of Washington's situation, Linwood, but I understand the impact of less rest versus more rest, and I'll give it to you right now. Here are the last 2 seasons, all right? Just to cut to the chase, look at the last 2 seasons. In 2023, the 10 best net rest teams, the 10 best in the league going into the season that had the best net rest situations, okay? 7 out of those 10 exceeded their over-under win total. They were higher than the projected wins that they had going into the season. In that same season, among the 10 worst net rest teams, 7 of those 10 ended up winning fewer games, going under their projected win total. That was 2023. Last year, the 11 best teams, and the reason I'm looking at these things, and you've got 10, 10, and then 11, is I was looking at teams with at least 5 days or more of rest advantage, or 5 days or fewer or more of disadvantage. And so in 2023, it turned out that there were 10 teams with 5 games, 5 days or more advantage, 10 teams with 5 days or more disadvantage, and 70% hit rate on over projected win total and under projected win total. Last year, out of the 11 teams with a 5 with a +5 in net rest advantage, 7 of the 11 went over their projected win total. Of the 8 worst, 5 of the 8 went under their projected win total. So you're talking about overwhelming evidence that rest matters. Just look at the last 2 years. So if you fall into some of those very high percentages as the team with the a massive rest disadvantage, then Washington, more likely than not, based on recent history, would come in under their projected win total, which is 9.5. So 9 wins or less.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's why I think it's interesting, Linwood. Doesn't mean they will, because not every team came in under for net rest disadvantages. Three ended up over in 2023, and three ended up over in 2024. But the much higher percentage of teams that were at a disadvantage finished under their projected win total. But they're going to play these games, and Washington's got a really good team, and Washington's got a really good quarterback, and he's young. And who knows? I don't know that, you know, the rest will necessarily affect him, and he's the most important player on the field. So I got this from Eric, and I wanted to use this to kind of get into a conversation about a specific part of Washington's team heading into this year. Eric wrote me the other day, and he enjoyed Merrill Hodge and being on the show, and we played a lot of the Merrill Hodge yesterday. And Merrill's good. He's really good. And he was talking a lot about the running backs. He loves Ashton Jeanty. Absolutely loves him. Likes Omarion Hampton as well. Eric writes, Kevin, so I enjoyed the Merrill Hodge interview. Although I wish he'd pause and give you more chances for input questions. Yeah, Merrill gets on a roll, no doubt. I just love his insight. He's so good at the basics. He watches film. Trust your eyes, he says. I noticed you didn't ask him about Jacory Kroski-Merritt, but I'm guessing it was such a late pick that he was unlikely to be on Merrill's radar. I still believe Chris Rodriguez is the most natural runner on the team, and I'd love to see him get a shot to be the bell cow with Eckler spelling him on third downs. I love Brian Robinson's story, but he's shown a knack for slowing down as the season progresses. Not sure if a seventh rounder has any really real shot of making some noise. Any ideas? Yeah, I actually did ask him about Jacory Kroski-Merritt. You can listen to that whole part of the conversation on my podcast. He didn't know anything about him, had not looked at anything on Jacory Kroski-Merritt. And I think I mentioned, you know, shortly after the draft, last 10 years, 33 running backs have been taken in the seventh round, and just one has actually been a significant contributor, and that's Isaiah Pacheco in Kansas City. The other 32 were essentially insignificant contributors or are completely out of the league in most cases. So the odds don't favor a seventh-round running back becoming a major contributor, but this was a deep running back draft. And Jacory Kroski-Merritt's got an interesting story in that he only played one game last year before being ruled ineligible, and apparently it was a ridiculous ruling. But regardless, he only played one game at Arizona. Perhaps if he had played the entire season at Arizona, he would have looked more or been viewed more favorably, and maybe he would have gone in the third or fourth round or fifth round. Who knows? I'm just telling you that seventh-round running backs, 32 out of the last 33 over the last 10 years, Zippo. One, Isaiah Pacheco, has been a real contributor to the team that drafted him. Anyway, so I wanted to focus in on just the running back situation for our team, because I like Chris Rodriguez too, Eric. I think the deal with Rodriguez is that there may have been some, you know, getting in shape issues, commitment issues, maybe at first with this new regime. But they obviously felt good about him because they brought him back on that restricted free agent tendered thing. So I'm guessing that they think he's got a shot to make the team. Remember last year when given the opportunity, he played pretty well. You know, he was active for 9 games. He had that game against Tennessee, 13 carries, 94 yards. He had a really good game in a more competitive game in the Meadowlands against the Giants. He went 11 carries, 52 yards. And then remember in the Sunday nighter late in the season against Atlanta, he had the playoff clinching touchdown against the Falcons. Also had a really good catch in that game that moved the chains. He played more special teams snaps as the season went on. I think he's got a shot to make the team. I like Rodriguez a lot as a runner. I do. So we'll see what happens with Rodriguez this year. You know, he's certainly, I would think, has a chance. Now, in the last 2 days, there have been a couple of tweets from Washington's current running back tandem, Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Ekeler. 3 or 4 days ago, Brian Robinson Jr. just tweeted out, "Keep that same energy, 100. I don't know what that was necessarily in reference to, but everybody that commented on it seemed to think that it was a message to Brian Robinson Jr.'s doubters. Okay. Austin Ekeler Instagrammed out a picture of him lifting weights, and he said, quote, "Not chasing a finish line, chasing my limits. The grind is the destination. Brick by brick, stay locked in." That was an Instagram post. So I don't know, you know, if Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Ekeler are listening to any of the conversation about running backs. I know this, neither one of them's under contract for 2026. So you've got to start thinking about that position. Not that you can't take care of that position in the offseason next year, either via free agency or the draft. But they don't have a running back in terms of their top two. And even if you want to count Debo as a part-time running back, or Chris Rodriguez, they don't have a running back under contract. I guess Jacory Kroski-Merritt, when he gets signed, he'll technically be under contract. They'll control his rights next year. So Washington right now will enter 2025 with a running back situation that may be a much different situation than the one that they open up 2026 with. It's fine. I like Austin Ekeler a lot. I thought that Washington offensively last year, really at times in the first half of the season anyway, they were at their best with Austin Ekeler in the lineup. And then when he got hurt, certainly there was perhaps a step back, certainly from that position. But I thought Ekeler was a really dynamic weapon for them. He's also, remember, you know, 30 years old now, and he's had injuries, and he's had multiple concussions last year. But I liked Austin Ekeler in the lineup. I think that that was a really good signing, not to mention just the leadership, the locker room thing, the whole thing. But he looked good next to Jaden in that backfield. You know, he had some games too, man. I mean, he was really good early in the season. I mean, you go back to that Cincinnati game and that big touchdown run that he had early in the game. He was catching the football, had big games against the Bears on the ground. That giant game, he was a major factor, the one in the Meadowlands. He was a major factor in the game against Pittsburgh that they lost by a point. And then, look, he had, you know, 2 concussions last year. Let's pray for his health and upright for 17 games, because I still believe that Austin Ekeler can be a weapon for Washington in 2025. Brian Robinson Jr., to me, he's okay. He's not a bad running back at all. I love the way he runs. I think he runs hard. I think he's very good after contact. I think the issue with Brian Robinson Jr. really has been availability. You know, he missed 3 games in the regular season last year, missed two or three the year before. You know, I think he's okay. I don't think they have anything approaching some of the backs that they faced last year. They certainly don't have an elite running back on their roster. It'd be nice to have, you know, a massive weapon at running back. Look, between Eckler and Robinson Jr. and Debo, and who knows, Kroski Merritt and maybe even Rodriguez, maybe Washington will be okay at that position next year. And I think as long as everybody's healthy, they'll be fine. You know, a lot of the lack of running back yards late in the season could have been more about the offensive line. I think some of it was on the backs, especially on some of the zone read stuff. Now, some of that could have been on Jaden Daniels and his decision-making on some of the option stuff. But here's the question. The question is it good enough for a team that has, let's be fair here and honest, Super Bowl aspirations in 2025? Is their running back situation good enough? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If it's not good enough, what would you do about it? Matt Bowen, who writes as an analyst for ESPN, played here many years ago, he put a certain back out there into Washington's backfield in 2025. I'll tell you which back that is when we come back, but phone lines are open. 301-230-0980. Is Washington's running back room good enough for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations in 2025? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.